Okay, there's a lot of debate among people whether the time it takes to actually write unit tests is actually a worthwhile effort or not. People that practice unit testing kind of as an ideology will tell you that you get a lot better quality code. That better quality code will then reduce time fixing problems later on. And I absolutely agree with that. But there's another kind of unadvocated benefit of having unit tests, and that's simply to speed up your productivity of writing code by easing the debugging process. So what I'm going to show you here is I have a web application. This is the job site starter kit. I'm going to log into my application. So I'm going to go ahead and log in, type in my user ID and password for my application, hit login. I'm going to go to the search jobs, and I'm basically running through a quick little test scenario, right? So I type in skill C sharp, I hit the search button there, my application goes out, searches the job postings, finds my job postings, and I'm going to click on one of the view details link, and notice I get an unexpected error here, right? So if you're testing your application, you come across something like this and go, okay, something I did is not right, so what do I need to do to fix this? So I'd have to close down my browser, go back to Visual Studio now, and start trying to uncover where is this problem actually occurring. So maybe I'll actually start with the view job posting code behind page, which is this guy right here. So if I go look at this and try and figure out, well, what does this actually do, what code is it actually hitting, you'll see that it's calling the job posting class, calling this get posting, and this is very illuminating because if you look at this right here, this is kind of the key piece of all of this. So what I would need to do is put a breakpoint right here, perhaps in this page load, and step through the entire process again. I'd have to run my application in the browser, figure out, navigate to this page, log in again. It's a fairly tedious process. All right, so I'd have to actually kick over to this particular page and pass in a particular job posting. But let me show you a little bit easier way. So keeping in mind that the normal debugging process would be to actually step through the application until I get to this breakpoint. But since I know, looking at the code, that this is probably the right spot, why don't we just take a little shortcut here? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to simply take get posting, navigate to that over here. Here's my job posting got get posting section. This is the mechanism or the method that I really want to dig into. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to have a breakpoint in this code, right? And I'm going to generate a unit test to call this code. So I don't have to run through the entire application just to test this. I'm going to right-click on Get Posting. I'm going to go ahead and say Create Unit Test using the unit testing framework. It's going to go ahead and put this into my unit test, sorry, this job board test unit test project. Hit OK, and that's going to generate the appropriate test method for me. If I scroll down here, I now have a get posting test. Get posting test is going to go ahead and call get posting, passing in a particular ID. So all I really need to know at this point is an actual value in the database for the job posting ID, and to be sure that my testing project can actually connect to the database. And the nice part about this is when you're connecting your testing project to the database, all you're really shooting for there is you have to set that up one time. If I go to my app config for my test project, I can scroll down here and see that I actually have connection strings set up, and these go out to my database. So that's already set up for me. So now I just got to determine what should my ID value be here. What happens if I pass in a zero versus something else? Well, at this point in time, just because I'm lazy, I'll go ahead and get rid of the inconclusive call, leave it as an R equal, because what all I really want to do is run this get posting code, right? I want to get into this code and really get a feel for what's going on in this application logic. So let me just simply save everything out, go to my test view window over here on the right. There's the get posting test. Right here, when you run your test, you have two options. You can run or you can debug. If you run in the debugger by selecting debug selection, it's going to kick off your unit test using the debugger, and there's my breakpoint. Now imagine how long that would have taken if I had to navigate through the application again. I would have had to log into the application from the application login page. I then would have had to go through, search the job postings, click on a job, and then I finally would have gotten to this line of code when all I really wanted to do is get to this line of code immediately so that I could sit here and start doing full step through debugging, seeing that I'm passing in an ID of zero, stepping through here, doing the execute reader, going through there, and seeing that it just kicks out and does my close. So I'm sitting there going, okay, now what happened? Maybe it didn't actually find anything, which is most likely the case, so I need to pass in a better value for ID. So let's go ahead and continue on. Unit test fails, which isn't my concern, right? I'm not writing a unit test here for quality. I'm writing a unit test just so I can speed up my debugging process. So now I need to actually go look at the database real quick, go out to Server Explorer, open up Server Explorer and actually connect to my database, which is this JSSDB, go to the tables, and let's find an actual good quality job posting out there. I'm going to right-click on the table, go to the Show Table Data. See that my posting IDs are 21, 22, 23, so that's really all I was looking for. And then I simply go back to my unit test over here, set my ID up, and now I run through my test again using the debugger. So I'll simply come over here, save that code out, hit the debug selection. With the idea now that I'm going to be passing in a 21, notice the 21 gets passed in, so I'm simulating what my user would actually be doing, selecting a job posting. Now, you'll see that I actually do get some rows of data back. It's going to go ahead and start instantiating a new job posting object, kicked out there. So you'll see that when I did this right here, that was a line of code that I basically accepted out on. If I go out and hit the test here, you'll see that I got an object reference not set to an instance of an object. So I'm starting to hone down on what the actual problem was here. I was unable to actually go out and create a job posting object. So it allows you to start digging in and figuring out what's going on in your application. Now I'm not going to go through the whole rest of the process here, but the idea is it gives you very quick and easy access to it. So you can start looking at your data access code, looking at your business logic code, and really just debugging that independently of worrying about what the user interface is. Because in a lot of cases, navigating through the user interface is quite tedious to get all the variables set up, get all the data set up, you know, navigating through that. Well, you can very quickly do that here by debugging the test using the test view window and just saying debug selection. So keep that in mind as you're trying to debate whether or not you should or should not be writing unit tests. I find them incredibly useful just for this quickness of debugging process. Now, when you start testing for quality, of course, the tests that you write over here are going to have a little bit more logic to them because you are going to want to validate, did my test pass, did my test fail? But here I'm starting to get a little bit of more productivity just by using it as a debugging tool. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. You'll notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.